Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills, Juju Gotti. We got Chasing Cash in the building. What's up, brother? We've got a great show for you guys. It's a sports-heavy show because it's a sports-heavy time. NBA playoffs are here, and they're spectacular. You also got the Haney-Garcia fight happened on Saturday night. Afterward, my man said, I was drinking every single day. I don't know if y'all saw that shit. It's one of the funniest post-fight press conferences I've ever seen in my life. We'll talk about that. Also, rap beef. We got to keep updating the rap battles and rap beefs, and shit is getting out of control. Niggas is using AI now. It's the streets ain't safe no more. And also, Juju is in New York City, or will be. Was in New York City?
Was.
For the draft, right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can speak in the... in a sacred intro.
Absolutely. But first things first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're signed up. Make sure you're locked in. You get all the extra content. You're getting the watch-alongs. You're getting access to the Discord. You're getting the OG podcast episodes. You're getting special edition Cinephobe episodes. You're getting access to exclusive live shows. We did the live show in Toronto. We had a limited number that we gave out to Patreons. The next one is either going to be New York or LA or Chicago or somewhere in America, basically. So make sure you are on the Patreon so that you can have access to those very, very exclusive events for sure. Patreon.com/countthedings. Also, bit.ly/CTD merch. We are selling the viral decontextualization hoodies. That's right. It's like the silhouette of my fucked up form on an orange hoodie, so it looks kind of like those WNBA hoodies that everybody had for the last couple of years. Yeah, definitely check that out, as well a bunch of new merch that we dropped there. bit.ly/ctdmerch. All right, let's get to the show. Let's get started with this actually. Trey, I see you put in the chat 420. Is 420 dead? It's dead, right? Nobody gives a fuck anymore.
What?
I think it's dead.
A great time, yes, sir.
No, yeah. but I'm saying like it used to be a shit because like it was illegal.
Yeah, now it's illegal. I agree with me. The vibe is way different. It's not.
I think if you're a real smoker, 420 is still a thing. I think if you're a casual smoker, it ain't shit no more. You feel me? But I think for the real smokers, 420 is really like still a thing.
What'd you do, Chase?
Oh, yesterday. So actually, yesterday I didn't really get to celebrate it as much as I wanted to. I did get high, but the year before that, I was in Jamaica on 420, and I was blessed to be able to get taken on a tour and go to the mountain in Jamaica, smoking the chalice for the first time. You feel me? And really get the cool with the Rastas, get the real experience of how they use weed and food, how they use it on a daily on like some ritual stuff. So that was like a really, really great experience. And I didn't even plan it. I just happened to be out there with some friends and family, and we just happened to wake up. I just happened to see the dates, and I'm like, damn, we're gonna be in
Jamaica 20.
You feel me? And we got to go kick it and go do the whole tour, man. So that was, it was like a real, real experience with to be a weed head. That was like a real, really, really great experience. But I ain't get to celebrate it like I want to this year.
That's crazy. That's some real weed head shit. Like some fire head shit. Like accidentally was in Jamaica.
Yeah, that was a crazy experience. That's fire. To accidentally be here on 420.
I mean, I would say the best thing about the legalization on 420 is now that we have all these shops, you get deals on weed on 420. Weed is damn near free on 420 now. Because like it back before when it was illegal, you still had the cop and you know what I'm saying? Niggas might give you a little, you know what I'm saying? Deal on, you know, whatever, whatever. But like, it ain't like it is now. The weed shops is texting you, nigga, days ahead. You pull up to any shop, you're a first timer. They basically give you free joints, whatever. Like, that's the benefit now of the legalization.
I didn't know that. Jeremy looked like he had a rebuttal there.
I agree with Jason as far as like the shops and shit. I was fortunate enough to be out Cali and LA 420, and you know it was a dope experience. I went crazy, you know what I mean. I didn't want anything cheap because their stuff was such a discounted price that their expensive shit was what I was paying for back east. So I'd look at it as we might as well just keep it how it is and experience the craziest shit. But I disagree with Chase just slightly, though. I think the holidays actually become kind of like watered down to a degree. Like for me, as a pothead, like every day, like, you know, not to be cliche, but every day is 420, right? Like I don't get any higher on 420 than I do on a typical day where I'm choosing to just, you know, go there. You know what I mean? I will possibly partake in edibles a little more on 420 or start my day with an edible as opposed to ending my day with an edible. But I think 420 has turned into the thing where like people that used to not want to smoke weed because it was illegal. Oh, it's so wrong. It's the devil's lettuce, right? Whatever the fuck you want to say, right? You know what I'm saying? Like whatever you want to say. But now that it's cool on 420, now those people that like us on St. Patrick's Day, we have no fucking affiliation with St. Patrick's Day, but fuck it, we'll go out and we'll do a car bomb or whatever the fuck shit that we don't do on normal days. That's what it is for people that don't really smoke. It's an excuse now that they can smoke and be cool and know that they're not going to get drug tested on 421 like that. The running used to always be like, that's one thing I haven't seen this year is everyone saying, oh, happy 421. The day where you get the random drug test at your job. Like I think people are now just like no longer, what's the fight for? Let's just all love it.
Damn, oh, 420 is commercial now. That's what you're saying.
It's super, I think it's super commercial now, yo.
I think I see what's going on right here, bro. I'm sorry to say this, but we already know these things sometimes. Brothers, we are officially washed dads. We are not finding enjoyment in holidays.
I knew he was going to say that.
No, the little kids are still having fun on 420.
That's why I'm talking. That's why I'm like,
I'm just watching, nigga.
I want to share my experience.
I feel like 420 is gonna be popping forever, bro. Like that was so many events.
It was so many events in my neighborhood that was like 420 centralized. So yeah, I think you just.
No, there was a ton of events. I'm not saying it's not events. I'm saying that those events now, like, it's now like, oh, look at me.
Popping,
look at me, what I'm doing. I went to people's cribs and people were taking picture of their bong and saying, oh, look at me. I'm like, come on, man.
He's being one of those guys, sadly, unfortunately.
It should have been cool forever. Like, why y'all think it's cool now?
No, you the fun police, bro. You should be happy that everybody is relaxed now. So, go ahead, Amin.
Yo, Jerm sounds like me when it comes to Valentine's Day when I'm dating a girl. Like, man, every day's Valentine's Day.
Every day's Valentine's
Day. Why I need the calendar to tell me?
We had at our job. Our job actually did some shit where they flipped the name.
I saw that.
We're Wide and Kennedy. We did Weed and Kennedy. And they had the fucking dispensary come in with the fucking weed bar. And had professional rollers, and you just go.
That's fire. Right.
So we pulled up, and somebody made a slack, and you just start seeing all the smokers you've never seen. Like niggas they never talk to and be like, oh, this makes sense now. Bruh, be blow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, he not a space cadet. Bro, just really be high all the time. So then it was so funny because Chase been to the office before. It's the outdoor deck. Where you could just chill. We're right across the street from the what's the hotel right there on Varick, right by the old Def Jam joint. You know, I forgot the name of it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, your office is next to my office. I need to come see this shit.
So we sitting there, and I'm posting on my close friends so everybody can see. Just the like experience. Cause like you know, everybody don't want to be seen smoking weed. You know what I mean? They might be PC, but I'm there. And Jerv like, man, this would be the day I was not about to, like, I would have put, like, bro, look at this shit. I you know, I don't smoke weed like that, bro. I still got joints.
420 is alive and well.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
It's still good. You feel me? But like the cool thing about it, I mean, it felt like how high and half baked. Everybody just had a joint, personal joint in their hand and was smoking. We had the playlist set up. I feel like I was probably playing cool music that I don't usually listen to. We had the Bob Marley going. We had the Wiz Khalifa. We had the Currencies. We had
gotta play Devin the Dude 420, man.
We definitely
Devin
had Dude. We had Doobie Ass Trey going. You know what I mean? It was some good joints on there. No pun. But then we had a professional runner that would go get all the snacks.
Oh,
that
for
would
real?
Get all the pizza. Like, it was That's great. Real. They had water. You know what I'm saying? They had, everything. Like,
now that sounds like a that sounds fun. Like I would like something like that. That sounds pretty
very cool. Damn, I thought you wouldn't be it. Like I thought you wouldn't like that gentrification.
No, because bro, like being able to. Okay, I may have always gone to the job high, but it wasn't like I was supposed to be high at the job. The ability to like really just be at the job and like smoke and not have to play the whole is he high, is he not high game, you know, like that would be dope to me. Like that's a new experience. You know what I'm saying?
Game,
you got experience the thrill of being high. You know what I mean? So you just need to cherish that. But in these days, it's like, nigga, everybody is like, nigga, we all get high now. You feel me? You can just really say that and not be burnt out.
But I also bro,
I
like,
I smell like weed. Like, niggas in the job. That,
see,
like,
that's the only thing I want to change.
Right. My nigga, Juju, I got you. Don't even trip, brother. I got you, fam.
Yeah, you got me.
Ozium.
Ozium?
Yes.
Ozium.
That blue thing?
That's a trap nigga secret.
Listen, I told y'all
this. And you need to blow. One shot of that Ozium, get rid of all that shit, bro.
Cushion orange juice. I tell niggas all the time, Cushion orange juice mixtape changed my motherfucking life. And one of the things I took from that shit is I can, you know, allegedly smoke in my hotel rooms. I just need to bring that Ozium and I need to turn that AC up as high as it motherfucking can go. I don't give a fuck what time of year it is. You come to my hotel room, that motherfucking AC is blasting, my nigga, because
it's crazy that like Ozium is still kind of like a slept on secret. Like you would think, you know, like they should be like Pedialyte and shit. Like
right. I don't think like I qualify for Ozium. Cause I smoke before original. I do shit every time. It's just problem.
No, like, trust me, bro.
I smoke outside the door.
No, bro, you good.
Good. One shot of that Ozium, son, that bitch it. That shit.
Original though, my nigga. It gotta be original. Don't get none of that flavor shit that they got. They got different scents. Get original.
Real. Okay. Real. I'm locked in. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. Bomb taking care of this own. You see it? That's what's up. Juju came in town last weekend for the draft. And we had the pod. And I was like, yo, Juju, hit me up. We're going to hang out. My dog Juju is with me hitting these young streets. We mobbing. I took him to Lower East Side, Chase. You know what I'm saying? Good orchard. First of all, we went to Mike Tyson. We went to the Mike Tyson dispensary right there.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That one was real cool. I had never been in there. What's up, Jerv?
My nigga, hold up. I didn't pulled up to the motherfucking crib multiple motherfucking times.
Nice.
I ain't never hopped on no subway. Now, granted, I come prepared, but I ain't never hopped on no sub and going to no Lower East Side or going to the Upper West Side and going to all these dope-ass dispensaries or cool-ass coffee shop fucking vibe. My nigga,
That's hate right now.
I'm not going to rock Bluey gear out with you, nigga. Like, come
this
on.
My first time in New York, like, this to this capacity is the thing that it was. This was my first time ever in New York in this capacity. Like, I've been there for a fight. And I've been there like one night. And then the other time it was like one night as well. But this was my first time to be able to walk around the streets of New York, bro. So he was just, don't do me like that, bro. I don't do my dog do like that.
Well, there's another difference.
No,
hold on. Jerv, hold on. Let me ask a question to Juju. Juju.
Yeah.
And any time in your outing with Trey, did you fall asleep?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I had fun as hell, bro. Like for real.
Prosecution
bro.
Rest.
My nigga, I'm not falling asleep when the sun's out. Like, what's up?
So,
like,
yes, you have. Yeah.
No, my nigga, I fall asleep when we stop moving. If we sit down and that fucking the high just alive take over the body, my nigga, and we we in a bar and now the lights dim. Nigga, my body goes to Trey chill mode. But as soon as we gotta make a move, I'm not fucking asleep. It's not like I'm stumbled over, like, oh, I can't go. I'm active. Just don't let me sit down. That's the key. I'm surprised y'all didn't figure that out yet.
Shout out to me, man. My lawyer fee is money well spent. He's still fighting.
Hey, dog.
Well, after the trial is over.
Judge already said I was cool, so I can't come back to trial. You can probably bring it back to trial, but I'm good. I'm not going back in front of y'all. Hey,
so the crazy thing about this, Jerv, is that you always come out here when we have preset plans. There's no wiggle room to go other places. You'll pull up, and it's like, we already going somewhere. And the two times that you've been here, like I said, that's why Amin's teasing you. When we went to the bar, your ass was sleepy. Your ass, during we went the to the hookah spot, you were sleepy. During the day.
Oh, no, I wasn't sleepy until the hookah spot, my nigga. When we was at the bar, nah, dog, come on, don't do that, though. Don't do that.
You had low energy. You had.
I was hot. Niggas, what do y'all want me to do? I get high, nigga. Like, why do niggas want me to get high and start fucking doing karaoke and shit? I don't do other shit. I do weed. I'm chill.
This is the only problem with what you're saying, Jerv. Trey was just explaining my experience in New York, in which I didn't know all the things he was just saying was true, but you just explained every single thing we did, and I still was in the bar Harlem shaking. It was nighttime by this point. We smoked weed all day long. We was drinking all day. We walked from here to there. Nigga,
I'm
I was
43, my nigga. I'm old.
Bruh, but what I'm telling you is you inserted yourself into this segment. You just explain all the reasons your ass wasn't invited. Respectfully, I love you.
So
love you too, bro.
We end up going to the dispensary. We walk down Orchard, you know. Juju dressed head to toe, got his Juju fit on, lit. People stopping, bro. Running into bro. What the hell is that? No, you had your shit on. You put the shit on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Juju a fucking star, first of all. I seen a nigga do the Prince Akeem. You know, niggas just fall out. He see, bro. I was like, oh my God, Juju. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, am I missing this? I don't know what's popping.
Yeah.
Bro did act like that. He was like, oh my God, do y'all know who this? I'm like, oh shit. Okay. I know who I'm with. So then we mobbing, right? He like, I fuck with New York. He just seeing joints like, everything cool, you know. It's a nice day. We mobbing. We end up going, stopping by Awake to see Angelo and shit. We check the shit out.
Yeah.
So then after that, I'm like, "Bro, you."
And it was Bob, bro. We went to a shop where he was trading clothes, like he or not even trading clothes. You go in there and talk to him, and he'll give you his price on the vibes. Like I ain't never been. Yeah,
he was dumping his clothes, his personal collection. Right. Angelo was selling the joint and Todd. So we end up doing that. I'm like, yo, you want to go get drinks? We go get drinks. We leave there. Oh, no, we went to Soho House, Ludlow House. Hung out there.
Oh, we didn't take it to Dumbo?
No, hold on. We on the tour. We go to Ludlow.
And side note, them couches we were sitting on in Ludlow, that music, and we were smoking, Jerv, your ass would have been through, my nigga. Like, bro, you would have been knocked out, bro. It was couches, and we was high as hell, and it was a DJ playing nothing but them.
And that's a whole nother thing in itself, bro. Me and Juju faced two blunts, right? Before we even got in Ludlow. So we in there, the vibes is already. That was your first time having shishito peppers, too?
Hell yeah, bro.
Had shishito peppers.
I was a country ass nigga experiencing all this shit for the first time, bro. I was having the time of my life, bro.
So we
that
in
nigga
there.
Says shishito peppers. Wow.
Listen, bro. So I'm like, hey, you know that drink Jerv was teasing me about? I said, yo, I need a spicy mark. I said, Juju, what you want? He said, shit, fuck it, I'll try it. Man, we got them motherfucking the picture of the shit.
Yeah,
man. Juju was lit, vibing, bro.
Bro, it's tequila and spicy. I don't know whatever the fuck. I know it's tequila in this motherfucker. Let's do it. Crazy, bro. Pictures.
So now we drunk and high. We mobbing through Soho. I run into one of my coworkers. She like, yo, what y'all about to do? We like, man, we about to go to Dumbo House. I'm like, if I'm gonna take you to Ludlow, I gotta take you to Dumbo. We getting there.
Compare and contrast.
Hey, we getting there. The views there, everything right there. The fucking DJ playing some shit. I get a whole nothing. That's the picture y'all see with Juju with the fucking picture of the drink. Yeah. We lit. I'm
on
like,
point, bro. DJ ain't play one trash song. You know how usually, but by the end of the night, a DJ will play Lil Jon. Nah, none of that shit, bro. All new flavor that I ain't really was up on. So salute to the DJ. I forgot her name.
Is the deck open? Or they
we went out there, but like I said, it was just
DJ Kyra, I think it was.
We were so cooked that we needed to sit down because we was just lit. It was just one of them days, and I was like, you know what? I owe Juju one of these days in general. Look, Jerv, you be so jealous, man. No,
we just sit down. We needed to pass out.
We just had to sit down, bro. So overall, it was a good time. I was glad I had the actual time to kick it with Juju and show him a good time. And you know what I'm saying? We could, like, if we had more time, probably would have took him some more places. But I was glad that I got to hang out with my dog. And Chase, I think you were gone. I think we was out of town or somewhere. But you know, what I mean?
Appreciate like, you showing me around, dog. That's love, right? Niggas, you pull up to a city, folks be so stuck in their routine sometimes, and they forget.
Oh, that. Trey, no, bro. this nigga Trey in the street, son.
Trey, bro, I appreciate you, bro, for spending time with the kid, bro.
Trey is definitely one of them niggas. He is willing to spend a day with me and him had a day.
The nigga likes to entertain.
Me and Trey hung out.
That's a good host.
For sure, that nigga Trey is a good nigga to hang out.
Jerry about to fucking shoot
somebody. Trey, good host. Trey, I literally have no complaints anytime I put up there. No complaints.
And we're going to end on that?
Yeah, we can end on that right there.
All right. For Amin, for Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Juju, Chase and Cash, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.